614, 1320 WILS, big General Motors news and big auto news all around. In fact, Volkswagen, the official there that was involved in that wide-ranging diesel emissions scandal, pleaded guilty to in the case today. Let's break it all down with Michelle Krebs, senior analyst for Auto Trader. It's autotrader.com. Michelle, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, what's I guess you don't see these auto officials going to prison over things very often. How big of a deal is this that this Volkswagen?
This is a big deal. It's been in the works for a while. So, for your listeners, a former Volkswagen executive named Oliver Schmidt, a German citizen who for many years headed Volkswagen's environment and engineering office in Auburn Hills, Michigan, was arrested a bit ago. He's facing a number of charges related to conspiring to defraud U.S. officials and customers regarding the diesel-powered vehicles that had the illegal software that duped the government emissions tests.
Okay.
He has agreed to plead guilty, and he'll be sentenced next week.
So he's probably going to prison, it sounds like, huh?
He's been sitting in jail, so okay. I would imagine there will be quite a bit of jail time.
How do you make sense of that? I mean, you've got the Takata airbag situation where people have been killed versus this where they've been cheated, and in Takata, you don't see people going to prison there.
Well, you don't. In the Takata airbag situation, we really don't know precisely the cause of some of those exploding airbags. And I think that's I don't think it was a conspiracy. I think with the Volkswagen situation, it was different in that this was clearly an effort to defraud the system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes it unique.
Does that kind of send a scare through the auto industry executive folks?
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. And there's ongoing investigations globally with other automakers regarding the diesel situation. And frankly, it probably will be the death of diesel cars, per se, probably not in trucks. But it's changed the landscape for sure.
As an analyst, do you feel it's appropriate to send executives like him to prison?
Well, if he did something, I think that's more for the courts to decide.
Yeah.
But clearly that's what the courts have decided.
Michelle Krebs is with us here on 1320 WILS, senior analyst at Auto Trader. Let's get to General Motors. They just reported today their quarterly net profit, which is better than expected. Well, why is that?
They were down from last year, but that was expected. But they were above the analyst's forecast.
Mm-hmm.
I think that General Motors is doing a very good job of containing costs and focusing on profits instead of trying to run up sales and market share. And especially as sales have peaked and are kind of dipping down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're doing a good job of managing the business now.
Yeah. Do you think they learned something from the bankruptcy that changed the culture?
Oh, I'm sure. There's definitely been a shift under Mary Barra to focus not so much on size of the company and being the world leader in sales and market share, because that's not a winning game. The focus is more on profits and profit margins. This last quarter, or earlier in the first half of this year, they decided to get out of India and South Africa, and of course they were getting out of Europe. So they're getting rid of businesses that just don't make sense for them to be in financially now.
Interesting. And they're even considering getting rid of a whole set of passenger cars, right?
Well, that's the rumor. That's the reports in the media. General Motors has not confirmed that, but clearly something is going on. The union officials from plants that make cars versus sport utility vehicles, I believe, are here in town in Detroit to meet with union and company executives about what are they going to do with plants that focus on cars, plants like Lordstown, Ohio, Detroit, Hamtramck, Orion Township, because sport utility vehicles are far more popular than cars, and so what every automaker, including GM, is doing is trying to align the capacity they have for cars versus utilities and cut down on the car capacity and ramp up the utility capacity. So there's a lot of plant juggling going on going forward in the next few years with all the automakers.
The list of models they're considering of dropping includes the Chevrolet Volt, Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac CT6, the Cadillac XTS. Do these sound like models you think they're going to cut?
Well, I think the Chevrolet Volt is the one that's on the list that I think isn't quite clear. I think that may be replaced with a vehicle that's newer technology and might even be a crossover. But, you know, things like the Chevy Impala and Buick LaCrosse and the Cadillacs, they're in that large car category, so they have, going against it, they're a car and they're large cars, and that part of the market has dwindled to only about 2% of all sales. So no surprise that those are going away.
Amazing. You think they could turn around at some point, this trend? Or?
I don't see that it is. The millennials and Gen Z are driving this whole utility craze, and as well as baby boomers. So the biggest population groups are opting for sport utilities, and I just don't see this turning around.
It is Michelle Krebs, senior analyst for Auto Trader. Find her at autotrader.com. Michelle Krebs on 1320 WILS. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is 6:20. We are rolling along with the Capital City Recap right here on 1320 WILS. While all kinds of news, President Trump today saying that he feels his attorney general is, quote, very weak and a few other things. Let's break it all down with John LeBoutelier, former congressman, former host of a show on Fox News. Now he hosts Revolution, the podcast, which is a highly enlightening podcast. I listen to it regularly myself. Hey, John, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. Always great to be on with you.
Yeah, the